I was concerned that in a microgravity environment that everything would just kind of, you push it and it would just float away really rapidly, but it doesn't. I mean, obviously there's some inertia there too. So things kind of just hover nearby, which is really handy at times. It can also be very frustrating because if you drop anything, or drop, it's not really going to fall. So if you put anything out there, then you're not going to find it right away. And especially if it has a rate. I remember one time, like, I took out my headlamp and the battery pack opened up and all the batteries just were flying everywhere, and they were the little AAAs, and I couldn't find one of them, and it was dark. So I was like, well, this is a lot. This is really great. I need my headlamp, but I can't use it because I can't get it to light. So just sometimes it can be funny and frustrating. It's fun to eat food. There's lots of food play in orbit, you know, tossing M&Ms and jelly beans and all sorts of stuff to each other. And then moving equipment is really easy. So when we're moving these tons of goods, you can carry it by the tips of your fingers, or sometimes you just put them between your legs. Like, it's really easy to put bags just between your legs and carry them around. So that's how I spent most of the time, was carrying stuff between my legs. And then there's some video you can see of Naoko Yamazaki and Soichi. They're carrying these large racks that we brought up that were the size of refrigerators, and they weigh about 900 pounds. And those were science racks and a crew quarters and several other things. And those, you know, they are using one hand to hold on to handrails on the inside of the International Space Station and then gently moving them because, again, you have a large mass and you don't want to run it into anything, but it can be easily carried. You just have to be gentle with it. And the guys that were out doing a spacewalk, they were replacing a 2,000-pound ammonia tank. So one of them could hold 2,000 pounds at a time. But again, it's just a matter of holding it very steady and not moving it really fast. So that's pretty cool.